Last night, I tried my luck on the NPR game show Ask Me Another, which will run later this summer. But it brought back memories, traumatic ones, of my disastrous tryout for the Jeopardy game show 24 years ago. I'm Michigan Radio sports commentator John Ubakin, here to tell you the story. I'll take humility for 100, please, Alex. Answer: he was one of 50 people to fail the Jeopardy test on June 21st, 1990. Who was John Bacon? That's correct. You control the board. 24 years ago, it seemed like a good idea. There I was, lying on the couch, watching Jeopardy and yelling out things like Millard Fillmore, the St. Louis Browns, and Mesopotamia, when they invited anybody who'd be in Los Angeles to try out for the show. Turned out I was going to be, so I figured, why not? Why not, indeed? Here's why. The test is only partially related to the actual TV show. Only 3% pass it. Oh, and you really can't study for it either. That's why. Nonetheless, I drove to KTLA Studios on Sunset Boulevard to take the test with 50 other wannabes. The test consisted of 50 straight $1,000 questions at 10-second intervals. We would have to get a lot of them right, but they would not tell us exactly how many. The first five questions were so hard, I could not even remember them just 2 minutes after the test. But I do remember one of them on dance, which read to me like a Far Side cartoon. Blah, 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 ballet, blah, 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 1900, blah, blah, blah. They might as well have asked me to read a barcode. I tried to think of something, anything, that might include both criteria, but I only managed to come up with feet and President McKinley. Perhaps, what are President McKinley's feet? I left it blank. Same way I answered, this monkey typically has a blue face and a red nose, or was it the other way around? And this author wrote a childhood rhyme called The Owl and the Pussycat. I grew up eating Captain Crunch and watching Speed Racer. If the author in question never had a cartoon, I didn't stand a chance. But things did get better. I knew that the Hagia Sophia was the Turkish mosque converted to museum, and that the Whig Party immediately preceded the Republican Party. I also knew that the line, "What fools these mortals be," is from A Midsummer Night's Dream, and that Kevin Kline won Best Supporting Actor for A Fish Called Wanda. But even in a role, I botched a few, including this one, the part of the body that features the Isles of Langerhans. My dad is a pediatric endocrinologist who has devoted his entire life to the study of that organ, the pancreas. I knew it too, and I knew that I knew it, but that day, all I could think of was torso or below the neck. Some entertainment questions were so foreign to me, I could have just as easily answered Ernest Borgnine as Spam. And this is the essential difficulty of the test. It requires the intellect to enjoy Shakespeare and the stupidity to watch Three's Company reruns. And therein lies the rub. Answer: a freezer full of Eskimo pies, a year's supply of turtle wax, and the respect of your peers. What is what you don't get when you fail the Jeopardy test? That's correct. Well, if you're going to get rejected by a game show, at least it wasn't Wheel of Fortune. On my gravestone, the following would suffice: he never bought a vowel. Now, the bad news. Most of my friends were surprised to hear I hadn't made it, but that could mean one of two things. They either thought I was smart or that the test was for morons. This ambiguity was captured perfectly by a good friend who said, "I thought for sure you'd make it. I've always considered you a pretty trivial person." Years later, I've come to terms with my failure, with one exception. I used to get undue pleasure from yelling at the contestants who can't locate Montevideo or don't know that old Rough and Ready was not actually Teddy Roosevelt. But now I've got to keep in mind that they might be idiots, but they're smarter than I am.